people are like, what should I do? Should I intermittent fast? Should I starve myself? Should I cut carbs? Like, there's so many different things.
So many.
It depends on what the goal is.
Exactly. And it's ultimately what works best for you.
Welcome to The Upgrade, an insightful podcast where we share valuable information to help you level up your wellness game and start upgrading your life. So, as some of you guys may know, I really am intrigued by the health community. I am going to get my health coaching certificate. So, this week, I actually have a guest named Megan. She's been my friend for a while. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a certified PT and nutrition coach. And... yeah, I moved away from Ontario and I'm out east and I'm back here for the holidays.
And then I said, you need to come on my podcast. Yes. And she said, sure thing, because obviously we are a wellness podcast. So this, she fits perfectly into the niche, and she's also pursuing a career that I am definitely very interested in pursuing myself. I've known you since, I think you were like 21 and like 27
or
something.
Oh my God, it's been a while. It's been 8-10 years, I think.
Yeah, we used to work as ECEs together with little kids and daycares, losing our minds, wiping boogers and wiping butts all day.
Oh my God, yeah. 30 preschoolers running around, just mayhem.
No wonder we had to take care of our health.
Yeah.
Oh. So let's start with where you studied your health coaching.
Okay,
Megan.
So, well, as you know, I'm an ECE. I went to school for ECE. And then around the COVID time, I went back to school for my personal training through Mohawk. Mm-hmm. I did it was like a woman's specified program, the YWCA. Mm-hmm. So I got into that, got into personal training, worked at the gyms. COVID shut it all down.
Yeah, of course. Brutal.
So, and then stopped doing that. And then I did my online nutrition coaching.
So you did it at Mohawk and you did another one?
Yeah. So I just got my personal training through Mohawk. Oh, okay. And was a personal trainer for a while, and I still am. I'm online coaching. And then I decided to get like my nutrition license.
That is so cool.
So I could actually customize meal plans for like everyone, because everyone is so different and everyone needs a meal plan. And
some people can't have dairy and some people can't have certain things or more carbs because they're celiac.
Yeah.
So is that going to be, because I've just started, like I literally just paid. I haven't actually started the work yet. I've just been reading this textbook that I bought to help me.
Oh, you got a textbook?
I actually found it at a yard sale. Okay. A huge nutrition textbook. And I'm like, this will help.
Yeah.
So I've been reading that to kind of do some pre-work before I started, because you actually did tell me that the program was intense, like the test was.
Yeah. Yeah. The test itself, like you have 3 tries and...
yeah, and then you're done,
the pressure's on, like and then you're done, and you kind of, you're studying all on your own and you don't have like profs to help you out or like guide you, so you kind of, you're teaching yourself the entire program, and that's where the pressure was for me. I'm like, okay, like and you have to get like 80% or something to pass. You get 3 tries or you have to do the course all over again, but you're smart, you will be fine.
So
you know,
if I read
about
the textbook first, then I should be good.
You will be good. You'll be good,
because they give you all the knowledge and the you go through like
modules and there's videos and everything, and they do like tests through the modules. It's kind of like you're training for like WMIS.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let you through until you pass it, so you'll be good.
Right.
It's just really good information to have, and you can see what kind of people you're going to be working with, like people with cancer, people with diabetes, people with celiac disease, and it's really, really cool.
So you learn about like all the diseases too?
Oh yeah, everything.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, like I've always been interested in like this stuff, but obviously I went for teaching. You're also a teacher. We're both teachers, we're both ECEs, and we're both, well, I'm not certified yet, but health coaches, that's so crazy.
Crazy.
We both have the exact same interest in
careers. I never really thought about it like that.
That is really.
We have the same like credentials. That's
no wonder
wild.
We're still friends.
Oh my God.
Okay, Megan. So can you please tell me about your journey into training and health coaching, and what ultimately like inspired you to be a health coach?
Wow. Okay. So growing up, I was always like on the heavier side.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You posted that picture on Instagram and yes. I was like, that is not you.
Yeah. I was always a little more on the heavier side. You know, mom fed me a lot of carbs and I was never like, I was active as a kid, but I was never really like food conscientious. Mm-hmm. I just kind of ate whatever. I never really played sports or anything. And mm-hmm. when I was in high school, I was like kind of bullied, like being overweight.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like
how overweight were you?
Like I was fluffy. I was like,
you weren't like obese.
No, but like I was always bigger than the other girls and it was very clear and I knew that and I would get called like thunder thighs. Yeah, or fat. And I've always been really like self-conscious about my legs, like even to this
Me
day.
Me too, to be honest. Yeah. Honestly, I have big thighs too.
But you know what? Big thighs, they save lives. Right.
I've never heard that. That made me feel better.
Yeah.
I've always had bigger thighs. Like, do you want to know how much I weigh? I will tell you. I can't believe I'm going to tell the camera. Okay, just guess.
How much you weigh?
I'm 5 foot, just under 5'7". So I'm like 5 foot six and three quarters to be exactly precise.
Okay. Don't be offended. The number is just science, right? It's all science. I'm going to say 165.
Oh my God. I'm 162.
I'm so close.
I feel like I'm like that is so heavy. Like,
no, it's not.
How do I weigh so?
You no, you don't. No, it's solely just like science based. It's just a number on the scale, and your weight fluctuates so much from one day to the next. Like last weekend, I was 109, and today I was 115. Just because I've been a little more like lenient over the holidays
of course,
and like eating
me too.
A bit more, not moving as much, but and yeah. It's water weight. Most of the time.
I just was like, I went on the scale, which I never go on a scale. I don't have a scale, but I jumped on the scale the other day and I was like, what?
Don't ever be discouraged.
I have a freaking 162 freaking pounds.
Don't ever be discouraged.
Do you want to know how much I weighed when I was breastfeeding Charlie?
How much?
Because breastfeeding makes you lose a lot of weight because your metabolism revs up to, in order to do that. It's speeding the frig up and it's burning so many calories. I weighed 149 pounds when I was breastfeeding.
Really?
That's how much weight you
and
lose
And that's after giving birth and like you're...
And being fat.
Anyways, I was bullied a little bit in high school and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start working out and I'm going to lose this weight and I'm going to show them. And I was 16. I had no knowledge and I just ran every day and I ate like salads. Like you're 16. You don't have any knowledge.
That's what every 16-year-old thinks
exactly.
You're supposed to do. It's
and
true.
I wanted to be so skinny and I was, and I weighed like 90 pounds and I was underweight and I got addicted to the number on the scale. And like, I just, I didn't know what I was doing. And then that's when like weightlifting was introduced. And because I wanted that muscular lean tone build. And I wasn't getting that through running and eating salads. Like I was just pure skin and bone. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I started weight training and I've been passionate about it for about 10 years now.
That's so cool. 10
plus years. Yeah.
So that's an area where I don't really do that, but I would like to. Yeah. I've always had a fear like that I'm going to get jacked and look like a man if I lift weights.
You're going to get bulky?
That's always been my fear. Yeah. And that's always what has kept me from lifting weights.
And that's a lot of women. Like that's the majority of my clients who are women. They're terrified of lifting weights because one, they feel like they're being judged, or two, they think that they're going to bulk up. Mm-hmm. But it's impossible. Like unless you're eating an insane amount of calories, like in a caloric surplus, or you're taking performance enhancing drugs.
Which actually makes you look jacked.
Yeah, like bulked up.
Megan is prepping for a show. And what's the show called? Let's get into that because that's super cool.
So it's in Montreal and it's an all natural bodybuilding show. So I'm getting into the wellness division and it's called the Push Natural Classic.
Ooh, that sounds legit.
It's my first show and I'm really excited.
Like, oh my God, I want to watch it.
You should come. You should come to Montreal.
How much are tickets?
I think like $70.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe me and Andy will make like a fun weekend out of it because I do love a Montreal weekend.
And then we can go out and eat. Like I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna eat.
Okay, so to get ready for this competition, you have been on a very strict diet. I see it in your stories.
Yes.
I love it. It inspires me.
Yeah.
But I also see that you're eating really delicious stuff. Like it doesn't look like you're really restricting yourself in terms of enjoying what you're eating.
Yeah.
So can we talk about what exactly you have to do, the diet you have to follow to be ready for this competition?
Okay. So it is strict, but I get really creative with my meals, as you know, and I just add in like flavor and a lot of like volume, like tons and tons of veggies. Like I'll do lots of stir fries. It's basically protein, a carb, and a fat at each meal. And I just get creative with it. Like people think it's like chicken, broccoli, rice.
which is like, you can have that, but you it's boring.
But why would you do that? You're gonna just make your prep miserable. It's gonna be hell. So like, I always do like these big giant stir fries. I don't use any like butter or oils like that, but mm-hmm. I still like do peppers, mushrooms, onions, or like ground turkey or ground beef or ground chicken, chicken breast. Like, you can still marinate your foods and make it taste good. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to taste awful.
Is butter like you're not allowed to have butter or oil?
No butter, no oils, just because it's so high in calories and I'm right now in a big deficit, and like butter can easily like add on like 200-300 calories if you're
right. Okay, so that's why.
And everything is measured out. Like, it's all about like portion sizing as well. Like, before I was never weighing my food, and now that I am, I'm like, damn, I was overeating.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, they say your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, this is a half a cup of rice and it feels like a teaspoon. You know, I was just shoveling on my plate. But I'm also doing like 2 hours of cardio a day right now. I'm also weight training. And
yeah, that's a lot of cardio.
It's a lot. So you're very, I would say depleted. I'm about 15 weeks out right now. And my calories are just going to kind of get slowly lower each week. And cardio is going to get higher and higher. So.
Oh, so that's how the program works.
Yes.
So at first, it's like the most calories you would eat on this diet that you're on would be in the beginning to prepare for this competition.
Yeah.
And then slowly less.
Slowly less and less and
so
less.
So you look more shredded when you get to the competition.
Exactly. And like, there's a lot of like manipulation tactics, like a couple weeks out before the show where they like pump you with water and then they withdraw water and stuff like that, like no sodium. That's where it's like, it's an extreme sport and it's not the healthiest, as we know that, but there mm-hmm. are healthy approaches to like prep for a show.
Right.
But I don't deprive myself. Like, I make my meals good and they taste healthy.
They look good.
They taste good.
Especially your donuts that you made.
Oh, my protein donut.
Can you please share for our audience what you put in those things?
Gosh.
They look so good.
What? So protein powder, obviously. You bake it in the oven and you just toss it in the powdered mung fruit, which is a zero calorie sweetener.
Who the hell thought you could eat donuts on a fitness journey to be a champion bodybuilder, right?
You got to give yourself some grace. You got to, you know, I've been going at this since June and my show's in April. So,
wow, that's going to be almost a full year.
Yeah. And usually preps are only about 34 weeks. And my first show was supposed to be in November, but it, like, I wasn't ready for it. Like, I was not lean enough and I didn't realize how much body fat I had to lose.
Wow. I wonder how much I have. Now I want to look into this.
Losing weight is easy. But actually, like, getting shredded and losing body fat percentage, that's where it's, like, tough.
So can you go into that? Because that's interesting. Because when I go to the gym, I'm going to the gym because I know it's important to go to the gym. I do like to burn. I do like to feel that burn and to work out and to feel great.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But when it comes to getting shredded, I don't know what I'm really doing. And again, this is another reason why I want to take the program. I want to learn about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But can you go into, like, into that?
It's
like,
all diet. It's all diet.
And everyone thinks, a lot of people think it's the gym.
Yeah, you can't outrun a bad diet. Right. You know what I mean? Everyone wants the abs. Everyone wants like the sculpted arms or the fat booty. I mean, but it all comes down to your nutrition. And I've been going at this since June and like just now, like I have abs. You know what I mean?
June, July, August, September, October, November. We are in the end of December. So 6 months to get the beginning of your shredded. Like, you look great.
Thank you.
Already look amazing.
Thanks so much.
But so you're going to get even more shredded.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's going to be nuts. But like I said, it's like not realistic. Like, no one's going to do 2 hours of cardio a day and weight training. That's like 3 to 4 hours in the gym. But you still can get that tone, muscular look that you're going for. But it's all diet and it's all about like how much you're eating. Like, if you know, you got to be in a caloric deficit if you want to tone down or if you want to like bulk up a little bit, but like build muscle, you need to be in a surplus and you got to take it seriously. And, you know, you need to be really conscious about what you put into your body and everything's weighed out. And you can lift all the weights you want and do all the workouts you want, but you're not going to get the results without
eating because you are what you eat.
You are. You really are. But you can still indulge. Like, I don't want anyone to deprive themselves. Like, when I customize meal plans, I make it so there's so much of a variety, but you can still enjoy the foods you love as well.
Right.
But it's about how much you eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So would you say that the biggest killer in terms of food group, because me and Megan are both in the same, we have the same belief, and I don't even want to call it a belief because it's a fact. Yeah. Like if you want to be healthy, you need to eat real food. Yeah, if it doesn't eat, swim, grow, fly, or walk, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
And obviously, unless it's like your one cheat day that you have a week or whatever, you cheat throughout the week.
Yeah.
I would say at least 75% of the time, don't you agree, your diet should just be real food.
Just real foods. And you don't have to go through these crazy diets. You don't have to do a carnivore diet. You don't have to go through intermittent fasting or juicing or cleansing. Like you can do all those things, but I feel like it's so overcomplicated these days, especially with social media. And
yeah.
But those accounts are blowing up because they're going to tell you what you want to hear. But my approach is more like old school, like bodybuilding, health, like just eat well, move more.
Eat real food. Eat real move your body.
Exactly. And it's so simple. It's so simple.
So what would you say is the, because the three macros are fats,
proteins,
carbs.
Yes.
And what would you say of all three of those? Because I know women who are scared of all three of those.
Yeah.
For me, when I feel like I'm eating healthier and on a route to toning down, I always think I need to cut carbs. Am I correct? Is that a loaded question?
This is where it gets tricky because I still eat carbs. Like I'm smashing bags of popcorn every night.
But popcorn's like pretty light.
Yeah,
right?
I'll have like a smart bag of popcorn, like the mini bags, but I'm not like having a full buttered like popcorn bag. You know what I mean? But you like, that's what I mean. It's portion sizing. I'll have like the small packs of the smart food.
I'll have
that. And like the macros compared to an actual like real butter size popcorn bag, it's crazy. You do need to drop your carbs, I would say. Like you need carbs for energy. Like your brain functions on carbs. Right now my carbs are pretty low, but it's because I'm prepping for a show. You can still eat carbs, but like I said, it's about how much you're having.
You definitely need carbs, but I think some people are confused because when they say, okay, well then I can eat my Wonder white bread, like can we clear this misconception? What are whole carbs that are good for you? That's like what,
like your rice, sweet potato, your oats, your rice, like a good clean carb. But when you get into like the breads and the pastas and the heavier, more starchy carbs, and you're just eating too much of it, that's the problem. Like
yeah, like if you just, you know,
you can have pasta,
just don't have a mountain of it.
Like portion yourself, have a little bit of pasta. You want to have a lot of protein and some fats and lots of veggies. Like you want your meals to be well balanced. That's what I struggled with, was portion control.
I think that's what a lot of people probably struggle
with. Yeah, they're eating healthy, they're eating good, but they're like, I'm not losing the weight. And I look at the portion sizes and it's like a mountain. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like avocados are good fats.
Yeah.
And they are very healthy for you. Yeah. But if you eat 15 avocados every night, you're still going to pack on extra fat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like I said, you got to be, the number one thing is portion sizing or being a caloric deficit if you want to lose weight or tone down. And
yeah, and portion sizing I think works for almost every food group, except I would say like vegetables. You could probably eat
as much vegetables as you want. Vegetables go nuts. That's why like my meals look the way they do, because I load my plate with veggies, and I love veggies,
and they give that beautiful color to the meal too.
Yeah, your meal needs to look good. Like you don't want to eat chicken, broccoli and rice every single day or
Oh, boring. I don't even like rice. Isn't that weird?
I'm not a fan.
I've never loved rice.
I really love my sweet potato.
You do love sweet potato.
I do. I really love it. I have a little bit of syrup on it with some salt. It's so good.
That's what you did. Yes. She puts maple syrup on her sweet potatoes.
Sugar-free maple syrup but it's so good.
And oh my God, I literally, like that looks, I would have never thought to put maple syrup on sweet potato. It's amazing. But it looks freaking good.
Yeah. You can do whatever maple syrup you want, but because I'm on prep, I have to do sugar-free, but it's so good. A little bit of salt, a little bit of syrup. Oh, man. I just plop it in the microwave for 7 minutes. And
that's crazy. So you are doing no sugar on this diet?
No dairy, no sugar, no alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously, you're 2 hours of cardio a day and your weight training, and then you're only allowed to eat like things without sugar and like real food and portion sized.
Just
So did I just say your diet pretty much?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's it.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm eating like 6 meals a day.
Wow. And that's to keep your metabolism
going.
Yeah,
it keeps it going. And people are like, oh, intermittent fasting. Well, when you're starving yourself for 16 hours and then you eat these massive meals and you're so hungry, they're overloading and they're still getting into a caloric surplus because you're so hungry.
Right. Okay, so intermittent fasting, Andy does that every day. Okay. I've read that that's not as good for women. I've read that.
I've like it tried can... it, and I would go to the gym on an empty stomach, and my performance was just so awful. Like, I right. felt tired, like I was weak, I wasn't strong, and because all the other fitness coaches were doing intermittent fasting, because that's what I saw all over social media, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that too, because I right. thought I would lose body fat quicker, but no. You can do it. It might work out for some people, but for me personally, it just wasn't realistic.
I think the intermittent fasting is good for, let's say you ate a really heavy meal at night, and yeah. that's going to take hours to digest. Let's yeah. say you went to town, you got some really bad food in you, maybe even some yeah. fast food, and then that's going to take hours and hours and hours to digest. So instead of waking up and instantly starting to eat food again, this meal from last night is probably still digesting in your stomach.
Yeah.
And then you add more and it's like a traffic jam in your yeah. body. That's when I feel like, okay, intermittent fasting might help because it's actually giving my body an opportunity to fully get yeah. this out so I could start on a clean slate.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I totally get it. Yeah.
So I think that like people, I'm only talking about this right now because people are like, what should I do? Should I intermittent fast? Should yeah. I starve right. myself? Should I cut carbs? Like there's so many different things. It depends on what the goal is.
Exactly. And it's ultimately what works best for you. Mm-hmm. That's what I ask my clients. Like, what works best for you? Like, how can I help you reach your goals? And if they want to eat just two massive meals a day on their meal plan, fine, I'll make it work for them. But
right.
me personally, I have to eat before a workout.
Me too. At least like a banana or something.
Something to just get that fuel. Like carbs are great before a workout. Banana, mm-hmm. oatmeal, right. sweet potato.
And what would you say, Megan, is your guilty pleasure? You're like too many to name.
I love this. Chips.
Everybody likes chips.
Chips. Like if there's a bag around, like game over, I'm done. I can't share it. Like that bag is mine. I'll kill a family bag. No problem.
My sister's like that. Chip monster. Mine is, I obviously love chips, but cookies, like I'm a cookie monster.
Cookie monster.
Sweet tooth. And I always get a sweet tooth at night. It's always
yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're sweet. I'm salty. I know. I get it.
So I think good foods, what would you say are some good, because our audience is probably going to be a mix of people who cave to the sweets or cave to the salts. So for me, what works to help with my sweet tooth is dark chocolate, dates, a banana with peanut butter on it. It's very filling and it's good fats. Obviously the real almond butter, the one with the ingredients that just say almond butter.
Almond butter.
But what would you say is a good substitution to help with your salty chip craving?
Popcorn is my number one. And I just add like seasoning to it. There's high sodium, but you just drink a ton of water and you're fine.
And I want to have a whole episode on this sodium water thing. It's so interesting.
Crazy.
So that's for another episode, but it's crazy. Like you have to keep your salts and your waters balanced or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my diet is pretty clean right now. And I noticed I wasn't really using a lot of like salt or seasoning and I could feel it. Like I was lightheaded. I wasn't feeling good. And because my sodium was low, like salt is good for you. You need sodium.
It's a necessary.
You need it. But definitely popcorn really helps me personally with the cravings at night. Mm-hmm. And I just add a little bit of pink salt, shake it up.
Shake, shake.
Or you can make your own chips out of potatoes, but I've
yet to do that.
I don't got time for that.
I know. I really want to try making my own chips. It looks hard. It doesn't even look hard. What's your New Year's resolution since we're like days before 2025?
New Year's resolution.
Besides be healthy and work out. Like besides that.
I was going to say, does it have to be fitness related? Because mine's just not giving a shit about
to just care less
and just keep doing my thing and just tune everyone out and
tunnel vision on your goals.
Just straight goals, like
that's a good one.
It because with social media and trying to put yourself out there, you really have to like stop caring, and you can't care about what other people think and you can't take anything to heart.
And I've also learned
just
that it does
go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned with social media is that it doesn't matter what your stance is. you're going to be pissing some people
off. Oh, 100%.
You cannot please everybody. No, you know you can't. Why? Because you're not a Nutella jar.
Yeah. You're not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
That's what my mama said.
So whatever your goals are, just keep your laser focus on
That's
them.
That's it.
And like Megan That's said, it. If you have fitness goals and health goals, it takes a while. So if you're opening up whole entire bags of chips at night, just put it in a bowl, portion size it.
Yeah.
And then you can enjoy the things that you like to enjoy because we're only human. We're going to eat snacks sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, I think, what you're doing for the most part. And instead of looking at it, like, obviously you're on a diet because you're training for a specific competition.
It's an extreme sport, so.
But what's the first thing you're going to eat when you're done?
Oh man. Sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Sushi, some sort of dessert, maybe cheesecake.
Oh, that's my favorite, too.
I love a good burger.
Mm. Okay, I'm getting really hungry.
I know. Oh, man. I'm a foodie. You know that.
Yeah,
I'm
you are.
I love my food. So definitely sushi, burgers, maybe some cookies.
Are you so excited chips. For the day that you get to crack and just like eat what you want?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you've been very strict on yourself.
Yes.
But it's great. It's working. I can't believe, like, do you have like, you should share a before and after picture on your social media. Because I've seen a crazy, crazy difference.
It's crazy, eh?
It's crazy. Nuts.
Thanks.
You've been working very hard.
Thank you.
Megan, you've come a long way since like your journey to fitness kind of is rooted in you feeling bullied in elementary school for the way that you looked. Yeah. Do you find that that happens still ever when you're at the gym or, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes. Even to this day, like adults are still bullies or like people are just not careful about what they say. For example, I was at the gym the other day. And the manager kind of looked at me and he's like, you're so skinny. And I was kind of like, oh, I explained. I was like, I'm on prep for a bodybuilding show. He's like, what's prep? And I was like, but you're a manager at a gym. Like, okay, maybe you don't know what prepping for a show is, but you don't comment. Like, it's either when
he
I was.
Said that? That's
yeah.
Rude.
He looked at me. He's like, you're so skinny. He's like, what's going on with you? I'm like.
You don't look. You look fit.
And I was like, okay, what the heck? And you know, when I was overweight, I was called fat. And when I'm trying to get in the best like
shape of
my life right now, and like prepping for a show, oh, you're skinny. Like you can never win.
You can never
you
win.
You can never win.
And this is why you need to turn it off, all the noise, and not care. And if you know your goals, only you know your goals. So.
Exactly. And like it did bother me to some extent, but I just tunnel vision. I gotta stick to my goal. But you can never win, and there's always going to be those few people who will say something, and
there's no winning.
There's no winning, and you just got to do your thing, and But bullying, it still happens to this day. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Even as adults.
Even as adults.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So just not care. That's a great New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to start making things myself. Like I want to start making homemade ketchup, homemade mayonnaise. The thing is, it's so easy to make this stuff.
I know.
I made homemade Nutella last year and people were looking at me like, you made homemade Nutella. Did? And I'm like, it's literally the easiest thing. You roast hazelnuts.
Yeah.
They're hot. Okay. You put the hot hazelnuts into your food processor. If you have one, and that's a very good kitchen tool. I highly recommend everyone get a food processor. Then you add cocoa powder, whatever sweetener. So like honey or maple syrup is probably better.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
That's
amazing. And then you friggin' have homemade Nutella.
Pure Nutella, whole food Nutella.
And then ketchup.
That's awesome.
Ketchup is literally like tomato paste, salt, pepper, white vinegar, and a sweetener of choice. So maple syrup.
Yeah.
And mix it up. You have homemade ketchup.
Oh, that's amazing.
It doesn't last as long because it doesn't have preservatives, but preservatives are not good for you.
Yeah.
So, and then mayonnaise. I was mind blown.
Mayonnaise,
olive oil, egg, salt, pepper, vinegar, pretty much
that's
mayonnaise.
That's it?
That's it.
So mayonnaise is just like a ton of eggs.
It's literally eggs, olive oil,
you gotta send me that because I love mayonnaise, but I can't have it right now because it's so like fatty.
Yeah, it is fatty. It was so good.
That's so good.
Mayonnaise is good.
Oh. A toasted tomato sandwich with mayonnaise.
Oh, and as we close off here, what would you say are some recommendations that you have for people who are really struggling? Because obviously there's so many people out there. They see what they want. They see it on social media. They know they have goals, but they are having a very hard time actually sticking to those goals. Yeah. Do you have any advice for those as a certified health coach? Because I am not certified yet.
Be realistic with your expectations and your goal setting and keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't feed into all these things all over the internet. eat less, move a little bit more, be just whole foods, still treat yourself every once in a while. Just keep it simple and be realistic with your goal setting when it comes to workouts.
Okay, so realistic, like just, it's not going to happen in a month.
No.
It's not going to happen in 2 months. It's going to take at least 6 months to really start to see, and like a full year to get your full results. Yeah. So especially if you're someone that's obviously starting off heavier versus someone who's starting off not heavy, that wants to lose weight. But
Just go for a 10-minute walk every day. Mm-hmm. The week after, go for 15. The week after that, go for 20. Like very baby steps, gradual. Like just do what works best for you. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And I think that applies to every goal you have in life.
Everything.
Start small.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to grow bigger each day that you actually stick to that. But the key is consistency, right?
Oh, yes.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. You got it.
I know it's cliche, but there's a reason it's cliche. Yes. It's because it's what you need to do. You need to not give up.
Exactly. Don't discourage yourself with a number on the scale. It's just a number.
Okay, so let's challenge our listeners. Everyone, what should they do every day? 30 crunches for a week?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I challenge you. 30 crunches starting on Monday, and by Friday, working your way up to 100 in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, I think it only takes about a week or two, and then you're like addicted to the gym again.
Yeah.
It's usually just those first couple days where you're like, oh, this sucks.
I know.
And then after that, you're like, you get your natural endorphins. You're in the zone. You're on the gym high. And then you can't not go to the gym.
Exactly.
I can't imagine how hooked you are. Aren't you going to the gym after this episode?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta, I'm hitting, I think it's leg day.
It's leg day. Well, you've inspired me, Megan, to get my health coach certificate.
You got it.
And to get my ass to the gym more often.
You got it.
Just switch up my workouts. I do need to start lifting weights.
Yes.
I'm more into like HIIT, you know, do 10 burpees and then do like a circuit, like HIIT
circuits.
Which
is great. That's good for cardiovascular strength and get that good healthy heart. And
I need to start lifting some weights.
Yeah.
I do.
Don't be scared. You won't get bulky.
Okay.
You'll be jacked.
I won't. Sweet. Okay. Well, thanks so much for being my guest today, Megan.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Did you have fun?
I did. This is so fun.
Well, I know you're going back east, but we can still do like live streams.
Oh, for sure.
Episodes together.
Yes.
So and always thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we hope that we've given you some information that can motivate you guys to upgrade your life. And we thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on next week's episode. Cheers.
Cheers.